time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener John Seeger of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. I said, name a famous living movie star, insert an R in the middle of the first name, and drop the last two letters of the last name, and you get a familiar French phrase. What is it? The person is the actress Kate Blanchett. Do those operations, and you get carte blanche.
We received more than 1,000 correct responses, and the winner is Fogny Adams of Los Angeles. Congratulations, Fogny. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
So, Fogny, how did you figure this one out?
Well, you know, I do the puzzle every week when I'm driving my kids to music, and my key was I'm going to think of French phrases that have an R in the middle, because that's the way I can solve the puzzle. And so then we got to carte blanche, and then I was like, oh my God, Kate Blanchett. And the funny thing is that my kids, they don't get it. And they're like, how come you never get picked, Mom? You're so unlucky. How come you never get picked? And so this week I was like, okay, son, maybe you'll be my good luck charm. Kids, you guys fill this out and you know, you submit it, like the actual form.
Yeah.
And so it was exciting to tell them.
It worked. And so what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle or driving the kids around? What are you doing?
So my day job, I'm an executive producer with Vice TV, but I also have a wellness site called Getting Hotter to help women build a community around menopause, perimenopause, and sort of all phases of that transition in a woman's life.
Oh, wow. So you're very busy. I see that.
I'm busy. And I play the puzzle.
And you play the puzzle. Like, where do you find the time? But, okay, so if you can handle all of that, you can handle the puzzle. Take it away, Will.
All right, Fogany, for you and Aisha, I'm going to give you clues for two words. Add the letter D at the end of the answer to the first clue to get the answer to the second one. For example, if I said a wild hog and get on as a train, you would say bore and board.
Okay.
All right, number one is a person who saves the day and a biblical king.
A person who saves the day.
You'd say my...
Like Superman.
Oh, I don't know. This is harder than it seems. When I play it all the time, I get all of them. Okay.
Aisha, go ahead. What's the answer?
It's Hero and Herod.
Hero and Herod.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I think I'm back with you guys.
We're off and running. Yes. German wife.
A German wife. Okay.
And criminal activity.
Criminal activity. Okay. So Fräulein or fraud.
You got the word. Yeah.
It's Frau and fraud.
Frau and fraud. You got it. Smile.
Okay. Smile.
And use a whetstone.
Use a whetstone. Smile and use a whetstone.
What's smile in four letters?
Grind and grin.
You grin and grind.
Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah.
A prayer ending.
A prayer ending. Amen. Uh-huh.
And to alter.
Amend.
You got it. How about to peruse?
Okay, to peruse.
And to total up again.
To peruse and total up again. So tally and to peruse.
If you peruse a book, what do you do?
You flip through it, you read it.
Oh, there's your word, read, yeah.
Read and a tally up again.
Uh-huh. Add a D at
ready,
the end.
Read and ready, or
Add a D at the end of read. What do you get?
Oh, I see.
To re-add.
Re-add, you got it.
Oh, my goodness.
that was tricky.
And here's your last one, a lumbering forest animal. It's a two-word phrase, and a famous pirate.
A famous pirate. A lumbering forest animal. Is that a badger?
No, think bigger than that.
A bear?
Uh-huh. What kind of bear?
A grizzly bear.
What color?
A brown bear.
What another color?
Black beard.
Black bear and black beard. Good job. Mm-hmm.
Great job. You did great. How do you feel?
I feel really excited and relieved.
Well, you did a great job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Fogany, what member station do you listen to?
KCRW for like 20 years now.
Foggany Adams of Los Angeles, California. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Will, so what is next week's challenge?
Yeah, it's an easy-ish one. It comes from Blaine Deal, who conducts a weekly blog about my NPR puzzles. So I look forward to reading what he says about this one. Take the name of an island, move its first letter two spaces later in the alphabet, so A would become C, B would become D, etc. Reverse the result, and you'll have the name of another island. What islands are these? So again, the name of an island, move its first letter two spaces later in the alphabet, reverse the result, and you'll have the name of another island. What islands are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, May 26th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.